Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Jared Freed. It is so good to be back with you, the listener. Jordana, so such a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always so great. It's the highlight of my week.
Highlight of my week. Yeah. It's so nice. The feedback
is amazing.
Wow.
The growth.
Wow. The growth. This podcast gets bigger and bigger every week. Thanks to you, the listener, telling a friend, a coworker, a new pledge brother, pledge sister, fraternity brother, sorority sister. Insta story. Tag us both. I'll send you a heart.
Do it. So will I. I'll even send a thank you.
Wow. Look at that.
I'm a little less popular than you, so I have more time to
to all the people.
To talk to all the fans.
The peasants.
Exactly.
A huge totes preach.
Really?
We really appreciate you spreading the word because that's how it works. That's how podcasts work. The best way to find a podcast listener is a friend going, tug, 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 you got to listen to this.
Right.
You need it.
When's the last time you did anything without getting vetted by a friend first?
Yeah. This is the best way to meet someone, through a friend.
Exactly. The best way to find quality entertainment, also through a friend.
Through a friend.
Right.
Let people know. Don't be afraid to make it your Instagram stories. Let people know. We know this is a good show. You know it's a good show.
We can feel it.
I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it tingling in my soul.
Indeed.
It is awesome, and it's great to be here. Is the book out? This book has been coming out for 10 years.
It's super hyped. It's almost here. It's coming out on Tuesday, October 23rd.
That's next week.
Right. So if you pre-order it now, it'll be on Tuesday. It'll be at your apartment, house,
boom,
whatever. You should get it. When's happy hour? You can find it anywhere books are sold. Go to betches.co/WHH.
They should all buy the book. This is what you guys
You know
do.
Where to find a book. It's 2018. Yeah. Google the name. Yeah. Click it. Buy it. It's a great book.
Is there
book.
Anything worse than people who ask you Googleable
for the address.
Questions?
Yeah. Where is the address?
What year are you living in?
Right.
Red flag or deal breaker. Always ask, text you, Googleable. Yeah, the address.
I think it's a red flag. I think I would just have to eventually be like, hey, like, I'm a little busy. Could you just Google that?
You can do this.
Right. Because it's annoying because like in the time that it takes you to tell the person to Google it, you could just like tell them it.
Well, in any other era.
Then they don't learn a lesson.
In any other era, these people would be dead.
Right.
They wouldn't have made it. They would have been fucking siphoned out of this system.
Exactly.
They would be like, wait, there's bears? And then they would have been eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
Now we are forced in this day and age to help these people live.
The only times you should ever ask someone something about where something is if there's two locations.
Yes.
That is the only acceptable time.
Joshua Tree.
Exactly.
Which
brother Jimmy's?
Brother Jimmy's.
Should I meet you at 2 a.m.?
Yeah. Insert late night bar in your town here.
What is your apartment number?
Which part of town? What is your apartment number? Yeah, those are the only things.
Yes.
I've had girls get mad at me because I don't.
Remember?
How long should it take for a guy you're dating to know your address?
I would say if he's there 6 times, he should know it.
So the 7th time, if he asks you where your address, you are offended?
I'm not offended because I'm like, I don't know, like, what is he supposed to write it down, I guess?
Like, I guess it would be like saved in your former Uber.
Something like that.
That happened to me.
The apartment number people forget a lot of the time, too.
I just picked up a pen. There's just like 7 hairs on it.
Welcome to Betches.
Like, Betches is like...
It's like living with 20 women.
It is like walking into a sorority house and you're like, oh, these are all just women, clean women. And
we're
then,
just here to make jokes about you.
Yeah. And then you walk in, pick up a pen, it has like 7... It has a whole hair person
That's
on
all
it.
Of our hair.
All
it's
of your hairs.
It's a pen with a... It is,
I just got...
Includes all of our hairs.
It takes a lot to gross me out. That, for some reason... grosses me out because I was like,
hair is kind of disgusting. I would agree. Even my own hair when I'm cleaning out like my shower drain, because you get hair in it. Yeah. I'm just like, this shedding, it's disgusting.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
I
Dyson vacuum. That's what I suggest if you ever live with a woman.
Wow. Never going to happen to me.
Never going to need that.
No, not gonna,
it gets
not
up all the hair.
Dyson.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
That is not sponsored.
No. But, you know, obviously.
If you want, you know.
We'll take your money. Yeah. I've had women text me back and I'll be like, what's your address? And I'll be like, really? And I'm like, come on. Just fucking say this.
Imagining
right now.
Like you're married for like 5 years. Like, where do you live? Really?
Yeah. If I were to ever marry this person, I 10 years in, I'd be like, what's your address? I would keep
it
going.
Are you bad at birthdays and anniversaries and shit like that?
I don't, you know, this is back to the love languages conversation. Right. I don't give a shit about my birthday, so it's tough for me to like fake enthusiasm about someone else's birthday. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I have issues. My family's birthdays, I'm always this is bad, but I'm always
like. You have like two family members?
Yeah. And I'm always like, is this the date? Like my brothers, I know his. My dad and my grandfather, theirs was like 3 days apart.
Right.
So I was always like. It was always like a cup situation where I'm like, I wasn't sure which one it is.
You know, it's someone's, it's always someone's birthday somewhere.
My mom's, I know their anniversary. I know.
My mom totally forgot my birthday this year, but she really tried. Again, she has 8 kids, but she calls me on my birthday. Mm. It's like 7 p.m. I'm like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really need her to call me. It's actually kind of 7 annoying.
7 p.m. though.
She called. It's been like all day. I've been like, I wonder if she's going to call.
I wonder if she remembers. See, I kind of blame you at that point.
Why?
That's one of those things that I would get mad at the person. Even though I was wrong.
What am I supposed to call her?
My text.
I don't like talking to her when it's not my birthday. I'm supposed to. Right. Well, that's essentially what I feel like you guys would get along.
We get along really. Right. We've met before. Yeah. And we did get along. Yeah. I think we would get along.
Probably wants to date you. So yeah, she calls me at 7 p.m. and she's like, "Well, I need you to do this." She's like, "Hey, so I wanted to remind you to light the Shabbos candles for Grandma." My grandmother.
Well, grandma's easier for her to remember. That's one person to remember.
So I wanted you to remind you to do that. Here's a list of other shit that I'm going to need you to do. I go, "Mom, do you know what day it is?" This is like 5 minutes into the conversation. She goes, "Do I know what day it is?"
That's her thinking. That's a smart mom.
Of course I know. Of course it's your birthday. That was going to be the next thing that I said.
I am a huge fan of your mom. That is classic.
Of course.
Power lie.
The master manipulator.
It's a master. Because during of course she's thinking. That's right.
Do I know what day it is? Yeah. Is a great way to stall as well.
Well, I do that on stage. Yeah. When you get heckled, the smartest thing you can do when you get heckled is repeat what the person said.
Okay.
Because you're just thinking, that gives you time to think of what you will say without the audience noticing that there's time in between.
My mom,
you don't want
have been
silence.
A comedian.
You want, yeah, she is doing a very good trick.
Yes.
She, you know, and someone, you suck, I suck.
She does that,
you know? and then I get the eyes suck and I get the breath to be able to come back and notice their stupid haircut.
Yeah, she takes it one step and I go, it's okay. You can say you forgot. It's not a big deal. She goes, do you really think that I would forget your
now
birthday?
It's your fault. Now you're the asshole.
You really think I would do that?
What's wrong with you? What you think you would think that little of your mother?
Exactly.
Yeah, now it's you. I love that. That is like kung fu. That is Jewish kung fu.
That is grade A manipulation. And then at the end of the call, she goes, by the way, I know your brother's birthday is later this month. Would you send me a text a few days before?
now she's basically admitting
right.
that she's forgotten that.
Exactly.
My mom today, I called her. I'll let people behind the curtain. We taped these a little earlier. But today is the... tonight at sundown is the... your mom can repent for forgetting your birthday.
Oh yeah,
it's
no, she never. That's not going
to
be her.
Here's
mom.
A Jewish red flag.
Far graver crimes to repent for.
Jewish red flag deal breaker. Okay. Calls it Yom Kippur.
Kippur.
Yeah.
Or what about Israel?
Israel.
Israel. You heard that?
Red flag on Israel.
Jews call it Israel.
Really?
Like Israel.
Israel.
Like it is not fake. It is Israel.
Like it's some rapper.
Yeah. So listen carefully next
Yo,
time.
I was listening to Israel. This
exactly.
kid's good. Yeah. Israel red flag, Yom Kippur deal breaker.
You're out?
Out.
Really?
Come on.
I barely know how to say those words.
Yom Kippur.
The Rosh, I call it just Rosh because the second one Rosh. Is too much.
It's a lot. It's very... yeah, it's a very yeah. big Jewy
Hebrew
thing.
Just sounds like you're consistently clearing your throat.
Awesome. Always. Just a big... yeah. My mom, I call her today. She goes, I guess we're alone on Yom Kippur. Another holiday alone. And I go,
she's a, by nature of saying we, she's not alone.
Yep. She and her, that's a good argument. Right. That was, I should have said that because I just go, what's wrong with you? You can make me feel bad. What the fuck? I'm coming to San Francisco.
When will you be there?
November 13th through 15th. One of the days I'm in Sacramento.
Nice.
Both Punchline clubs. So I think the 13th in Sacramento, 14th in San Francisco, 15th in San Francisco. West I'd like Coast. To sell those shows out Best because Coast. I know I get San Francisco messages every day, pretty much.
San Francisco people are great.
We'll see. Let's see if they come. We'll find out.
Yeah, you
if they buy
Napa?
Some tickets. What?
You're going to go to Napa alone?
I'm going to go to Napa alone. I'm going to have to ask some weird vineyard old man to take a picture of me laughing in a vineyard.
Alone. I love it.
That Instagram account has to exist. Doing the girlfriend, boyfriend things alone.
Couple things like go pumpkin picking alone.
I would just be alone pumpkin picking.
Right.
Alone in a vineyard.
Ice skating at Rockefeller Center. Alone.
Holding, reaching back for no hand.
That's great.
That'd be good. What are the other ones?
Trip to the Maldives.
Maldives. Alone. Matching PJs alone. With the matching. But then I'd have the matching one next to me. Just empty with no human in it.
I like that. I like. What are the date spots that people go to?
Anniversary dinner. Like you can do that alone.
That's like a birth. Isn't that an anniversary dinner with yourself? Is a birthday dinner alone?
Again, yeah. Celebrating my birthday, and then it's just you in an empty seat.
It's a celebrating my anniversary.
Yeah, anniversary.
When I met myself
with the people I love the most. Exactly. Yeah, that's your anniversary. Your birthday. You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Is there another one?
That might be it.
That could be it. That's a short Instagram account, but...
Yeah.
I think it could be big.
Don't say... If you guys take it, we're going to know.
We're going to know. It's not...
We're coming for you.
If you're going to take it, that's not our name or anything. It's not like it's...
yeah. Yeah. Like someone stealing the name and concept for the show.
Yeah. Who would do that, MTV? should we talk about that? We never talked about it.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about it.
I don't know if there's anything to talk about.
I think that MTV is no longer promoting it because they fucking know they stole it.
They are thieves.
Yeah.
Second people to steal it.
I know.
We don't own the name you up.
I can't believe that the people behind Masterpieces of the Hills
and Jersey
Laguna
Shore
Beach and Jersey Shore would stoop this low.
But listen, you have the choice between us giving you dating perspective and advice or Spencer Pratt.
Exactly. The guy who believes in crystals and berated LC in a public club in L.A.
And me.
And Jared.
He messaged me over Instagram.
Oh, yeah. And we got one, too. It said, fuck you, bruh.
Bruh.
Red flag or deal breaker? They say bruh.
That deal breaker.
You're out.
I'm out.
I think I might be out, too.
I'm not going to fuck Spencer.
Sorry.
Game over. Let's do the show.
Let's do it. Okay. So we got an email, and we get a lot of emails about... girls who want to know the best way to sort of like initiate like contact or just to like let someone know they're interested or to ask someone out.
Okay.
So I'll read the email and we can sort of go off of that.
Okay.
Hey, Jared and Jordana, I need your guys' help. So I'll jump right into it and make it short and sweet. There's been this known attraction between me and this guy for over 6 years since high school. Never hooked up. Timing has never worked out related to college and other relationships. We're now a few years out of college. I'm newly single. He doesn't know. And have had him on my mind since we met. I'm not even sure if he's single right now, but finally want to take the chance. How do I break the ice? He doesn't post a lot on social media, so not a lot of room for me to comment or like post. Is it creepy to text him if I don't even know if he's single or still even has my number, or should I resort to Insta DM, which is also kind of weird because he rarely posts. Please send help.
So the question, like, there's this whole thing of like that women go where I don't want to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another side of this for every cause. And there's always a reaction to every action.
Right.
So there's the girls who go, I don't want to be too much. And then there's the other side of it where the girls are like, I'm never too much. I don't give a shit what you think.
Right. It's all about balance.
Yeah. There's somewhere in between. that we can all be, well, not man or women, but everyone.
Right. Well, because when a girl comes off and when she's like doing a lot of the initiating or stuff, mm-hmm. it can seem kind of desperate. With a guy, it's kind of like,
yeah,
can be, it's, there's like a little more leg room for like being aggressive. First, I think I remember being single and having a sort of a fear of coming off as like desperate or chasing someone who like wasn't interested.
I think anything can be done with class and grace. Mm-hmm. And there was an Instagram story. We do the shit guys think or shit guys text, whatever.
Right.
To promote this, you know, I'm on the Instagram story.
Jared's great on our Instagram
love
stories.
Love doing it. It's fun. I get recognized for that shit more than I can even believe. It's
we
crazy.
We got a good amount of followers.
You got some followers.
You got a great segment.
So I love the segment, but we did one recently that was, it was a girl. I can't remember what exactly it was, but I explained it as like, it's okay to say, to give all the tools to the guy to build the house.
Right.
You know, like in this kind of this, in the world we live in now where it's like, listen, we're on equal footings, but you still want to be a lady. You still want to be treated like, you know, want the guy to be a right. guy. You still want to be the lady in the situation. Those are okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting that, but I think you can also, in this day and age, you can give the guys the tools to build the house or not. And so like
the opening, you mean?
So saying, like, a lot of girls take offense to saying, when I'm like, yeah, I would text a guy like, hey, this week I'm full, but next week I'd love to get together for a drink. Let me know if Tuesday or Wednesday works. Mm-hmm. At that point, you've said, you've established yourself as busy. You've told them when you're free and that you want to go out.
Right.
He should be able, from those tools that you've given him,
right.
he can go Tuesday, 8 o'clock at this bar.
Okay.
And that, at least you're acting as someone who values their time.
Right. You know what you want.
You know what you want the date. You're asking, you're not asking for the date, but you are.
Right.
You're saying, here's my time that I'm available.
Right.
Here's when you can take me out. I'm making it so easy on you that if you don't make this plan for one of those 2 days,
I know you're not interested.
You're not interested.
Right.
And any answer to that, and if he comes back and goes, I'm not free on Tuesday or Wednesday, and you go, no problem, let me know when works for you.
Okay.
And then you're done with
it. See, I wouldn't even do the last part. I would say, if he said I'm not free on Tuesday or Wednesday, I would assume if he didn't ask me for an alternative date, that he wasn't interested.
Well, that's fine. I'm okay with
that. If a guy asked me out on a certain day or 2 days,
sure,
and I can't go, but I want to go out with him, I'd be like, not free then, but I'm free here this day.
Well, I'm only giving that guy the out of like the texting him again, because you're saying in this scenario, this week is booked up. I can't do this week.
Right.
Next Tuesday or Wednesday works for me. And if he says, well, next Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm really not free. Okay. Now that's like a week away, and I can understand where he'd be like, now what do I do?
Right.
You know, and then I'm not saying that you make it as easy as you can for somebody.
Okay. So then what if you say, let me know when works for you. If he doesn't give you a time that works for him, he's not interested.
Game over. Not happening. He might give you a time that works for him and it's 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
Right.
That's not what you want. That's a again, these are contract offers. You're offering a contract that says Tuesday or Wednesday. He reviews it. He goes, doesn't work for me. He offers back the contract that just says doesn't work for me. And you go, okay, well, let me know when you have a rebuttal.
Have you ever like been turned off by someone, by a girl asking you out? Or
I've turned off by someone not listening to what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I have been in a number of situations where I say to someone exactly what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'll come back with, hey, I can't really, like, I'm put in a position a lot of times where I say, hey, I can't go on dates right now. Every weekend I'm traveling for this show I'm doing. During the week I do shows in the city. I've written, I'm down to meet up casually.
Right.
And they'll go, well, what about drinks before your show? And I'll go, I just told you the deal.
Right.
I've given you the deal with me. And that's what that's the offer.
And do you ever get people who are just like, okay, like not really interested in that, but
all the time, every time.
Right.
Like, hey, I get it. No problem. I'll back off.
Okay.
You know, which is totally fine too.
Right.
But I'm telling you the part that I am in life, like where it's like, this is the arrangement that I'm able to be the best. And it took me a long time to realize.
Do you say that to everyone or only the people that you don't actually want to date?
I say that to pretty much everyone at this point. I mean, at that point, you know, like
you're
where
just warding off the ladies with like a stick.
Hey, yeah, I'm getting in my particular situation.
Get away from me!
But a lot of times, get off of me, you rapscallion. You know, so I'm saying like in that situation, a lot of times they'll take offense to that too, and it's like don't be offended by the reality the honesty of the situation. I'm giving you more honesty than you've
ever
gotten.
I find that refreshing. Yeah.
So, that took a lot of time for me. That took a lot of time for me to go, this is where I'm at.
Right.
You know, or
it's a very adult move, I think.
And trying to get ahead of it.
Right.
But a lot of times, what bothers me is then, well, oh, you think you're too good. Oh, I get it. I'm one of those late night people. No, I'm telling you.
Right.
What. And it's like everybody that takes
it. The way that you want to interpret it is on them.
It's on them. Yeah. But that bothers me because now you've made me. Sometimes people want you to be evil.
Right. Those are the guys that when you respond, you send them a text that say you're not interested. And then they respond with like, well, like.
You're a fucking bitch.
Right.
And
yeah,
you think you're too good. Yeah, that's their problem.
Right, it's about
them. And they're trying to bring you down with them.
Right.
And it's like, I don't think there's ever too much from someone that you're like. Into
like, there's like, never too much
like this girl's writing, like if we go back to this email,
right, and if this guy is into her,
this guy, but I do think there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Like if you just sit there and like you kind like a lot of people will be like half-ass these questions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear the answer, so they half-ass the question,
right?
They're scared of the answer. So they'll be like, so what's happening tonight?
Do you guys do that too?
Yeah, I would assume, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I feel like they do, and I kind of interpret it as like they just their inability to make a solid plan.
No, but guys like, you do think this.
That's like they're feeling out of the interest.
Guys will be dance around it to get you to 2 a.m.
Oh. So, they're never like, I don't want to be so bold.
Yeah, no. Okay. There's never a guy who doesn't want to be bold.
Okay.
That has never happened in the history of man. We're too cocky. We have too much of an ego.
Okay. If he's saying, what's going on later?
What's happening this week? I don't know, just hanging. Basically, what guys are trying to do is run out the clock. So
wear you down until it's 2 a.m. and you're just like, fuck it.
You're trying to, you know, in the this is a sports reference, but in basketball, at the end of the last 30 seconds, they'll just dribble around to try and run out the last part of the clock and then throw up a shot at the end. That's what guys are doing a lot with their vague texts that don't ask you out.
Right.
They're trying to dribble around until it's Saturday at 11 p.m. and then they can text you and have built
annoying.
Up enough trust. That's the reality.
Right.
But boldness is not usually an issue for men.
A factor.
I mean, look, we're sending our penises to everyone at this point. So
that's true. Doesn't sound like there's any shy guys out there.
But for this girl, like, what's the right move? You know, they went to college.
I think she could definitely text him.
Send him a text.
Like, hey, what's up? How's everything?
And also the fact that you're saying doesn't post a lot. Fine. The good Instagram stories is like our friend and foe at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Someone posts a lot of Instagram stories, responding to their stories, and that's a great way to start a conversation.
I agree it is, but sometimes it can be like then a lot. If they put up a lot of stories, they might get a lot of like responses. It's an easy way in.
Yeah, but
I
can sift my way through the responses to find a blowjob.
I think a text is not so crazy where she couldn't just text him and be like very casually. It's hard because like there's nothing to like kind of like there's no reason. You said like text with a purpose. Like there's no real purpose, but you could just. Is it weird to if you got a text out of the blue from someone you kind of like had some chemistry with? That was just like, how's everything?
I think the one thing is to remember is that like you're coming out of the blue.
Right.
So understand that reality. Mm-hmm. So like I would even say, hey, it's so-and-so. Not sure if you still have my number. You came to mine the other day. I don't know how. Like I would just be like, I know this is random, but something came up where I thought of you.
Right.
I'm going out this weekend with friends. We're doing this event. I like for this type of meeting.
You want like a solid plan right off the bat, not like what's up, how's life? Because she's like she doesn't even know if he's single. She just kind of wants. I think she wants to like
Yeah, how's life? I like that too.
Just wait until his birthday.
Happy birthday. Who's this? I guess she doesn't know if he's single. That does, like, how's life is a fine text.
Right.
Hey, I was just not sure if you remember or have my number still, but I was just, you popped up in conversation I had with someone. I would reference someone from high school. I'd be like, I was just talking to someone in high school. You came up, just wanted to say what's up, wondering how life has been.
Yeah, I think that's a totally fine thing. If he's into it, he'll be like really happy about that.
Whoa, right. I've been working this, working that.
If he's not, he'll just like be like.
But before whatever. You send this text, I would have a goal. Mm-hmm. And I think this makes it easier. So, and a goal can be, I like anything that is especially, you're not looking to fuck, you're not looking to hook up, you're just looking to like get in the same space as him to see what the vibe is like.
Right.
So I think for this guy, like what I would do, hey, my friends and I are doing this weekend. You and some friends should come.
Totally random, right up. I think you
not right off the bat. Right, I'm saying how's life,
right?
But I'm saying before you do the how's life text, where is this going?
Right.
What's your goal?
You have an end goal.
My goal is that my friends and I are watching the football game on Saturday. I'm going to invite them at some point.
Right.
Like it's kind of like an improv scene.
Yeah, you know, like, you're working with like their responses, and if they don't answer the initial text,
then you're
not really gotten particularly.
But I met a dude that was on Curb.
Okay. Yeah. And they said it's all improv, right?
It's all improv. But what he says to you is at some point, we need to get to this.
Right.
So I need you. So he'll say, you would love this conversation. I met this guy who's on, he did a scene.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, what was that like? We became, you know, we started talking, we're hanging out. I was like, what was it like? He's like, and then I asked him about it. And it's a lot like this, where it's like Larry would say to you, at some point, you need to get angry at me for this.
Okay.
And it's like, we're starting here. We got to get to there. Let's see what happens in between.
Right.
And that's the game.
See what comes naturally. Right.
Fucking curb this.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I mean, in this ideal scenario, you say, hey, what's up? Like, thought of you. How's everything going? Yeah. They say something, tell you what's up. You respond something that's going on in your life. And then you can say, By the way,
I got. We're all going to watch, my team play on Saturday.
You should come.
You should come. Bring some friends. Right. And now you've created a situation where he can bring friends, and you can see what it's like. It's like a pre-date.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this turns into you guys going to a bar together later, but at least you can see what it's like in the room with him.
Right.
Have you ever had the guy be too much? Like, I feel like the guy when he's too much, like a girl being too much, is her just not listening to me. Turning her down or nicely saying what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the guy version is different.
I wouldn't really say like I'm looking for something casual, I think, to a guy. I'm trying to think of like a similar scenario to where they're too much.
Well,
sometimes they're like texting you like overly and aggressively with like a lot of like emojis or exclamation points and then like excitedly like asking for a date and then like following up excessively about it. It's kind of like
that would be the guy version too much.
Yeah. If you like said something, if you were like, I'm not sure. And then or what day works for me. And then they just kept following up. That would be like enough to kind of turn you off from it. I think
guys can't be half turned down.
Right.
We think too highly of ourselves.
You need to be like,
you need to be fucking. Right.
Sometimes you're not sure is the issue. Yeah. Where
get
you're
the
like,
garlic wooden thing.
Right.
Stab us in
sometimes
the heart.
You're kind of like, I don't know if I want to commit to this. I've also had a guy once like call me before. It was like I think it was a dating app thing, and then he like called me to set up the date when I gave him the number. When I was just like, I think he thought.
Well, there's this group of people that exist out there on dating apps where they're like, I'm on the app, but I'm old school,
right?
And they gotta call you.
But it's like I've never met you before. I can't deal with a call.
And then you have this weird like they're kind of vetting you, but you already have a date set up,
right? And now we're like discussing it. It's on the phone. I mean, part of me when I get turned off by those phone conversations was like, what's the matter with me? Can't just like have a conversation and like go like I'm so like
about you.
I'm so repulsed by like human contact that I can't like this handle
guy,
it.
Yeah, this guy wants to do the nicest thing ever.
It's like a phone call, not like, you know what I mean, not like surprising me at my door.
Yeah.
And then another part of me is like, this is like the world that we live in. Like, that's weird now.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's a little
weird now.
It's weird to set up the date, then have the call. I always think that's weird.
Right.
it's less weird if they're like, here's my number, and they go, I'm just going to call you to say what's up.
Right.
Because then I kind of get where they're like, I don't want to go on a date with someone I can't have a phone conversation with. Well, I'm like, okay, you know.
I kind of get that too. And I'm fine with that if we've met. Mm. I think if I've never met them before, a phone call is just like a little daunting. I don't know why.
Do you FaceTime with your boyfriend?
Now, yes.
How does
that
go?
In the beginning, no. It's easy. Like,
does he do it? Or do you want it, or does he want it?
We FaceTime every night that we don't see each other.
Every night you don't see each other.
Yes. It's like because here's the thing.
It's
crazy.
Exhausting.
No. It's actually, for me, I love it. Because like, we don't text really at all during the day. We're both like pretty busy doing stuff. So there's very little check-in. And then at the end of the day, we have like a 20-minute FaceTime call where we just kind of like go over like our days. And
20
like,
minutes?
Yeah. Is that a lot to you?
No, it makes sense.
It takes me a lot more mental energy to be like sitting down and respond and texting someone during the day and like responding to their shit. Like,
I'm with you. I do think it takes a lot.
I think it's like more. It's more quality. It's like actually shorter in the sense of like and you get like face to face contact. Mm-hmm. And it's just like we're.
How did that start?
It started when we were planning our first trip and we were like booking it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just easier to like go through it like on a phone call.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of
the first trip. This is
we were like going over the options of, like, and then we were like physically actually booking the thing.
Now, this is off the subject. I think we answered this person's question.
I think we did.
How the first trip planning.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Like how do
you discuss like payment? Are you splitting the hotel?
Yeah.
Are you saying you get the flight? How does that go?
I think we just like split it. It was like something we both wanted to do. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm not in a situation where I can't not afford to.
I don't know the situation with him. I'm just saying, you know, when you book the flight, are you like, okay, I'm getting 17C. You get one next to me.
I booked them both. We booked them both like together and just like paid the other person.
Oh, okay. Then there was a Venmo situation.
You get those Travelocity deals.
Sure.
You got to just like do it to get all in one.
I just like the idea of like there's some awkwardness.
Who gets the points? We get to fight over that.
Oh my God. I would not give up the points. That is not. That is a deal breaker.
I always get the points.
Really?
Yes.
I value my Delta app. That's in my rotation.
So if someone's dating you and they want to book the thing,
game over.
That's over. There's no trip.
I am a Delta person. Now that I'm like in this flying every week game, now I'm in the flight game.
The first trip is a tricky one to.
That's what I'm saying. You're navigating a lot of different things at once.
It's also kind of awkward because you can't speak entirely. Like, we wound up going away for a week, which we were dating for like 4 or 5 months is actually quite a long time.
4 or 5 months and you were away for a week together?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We went to Mexico.
Why a week?
Because it was just like he had the days. I like worked for myself and it was kind of just like it was not that expensive. But then after he told me like later on in our relationship that he was very nervous that we were going for that long.
Because I'm nervous now. It's already happened.
You're nervous for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely like a longer first trip, but it was kind of like you're already going like.
Did anything bad happen that you look back now and you're like, I can't believe I let that go or I can't believe that happened?
On the trip?
Yeah.
The very first thing that happened, actually, and then it was all up. It was all like downhill from there.
Yeah,
was we were like
uphill down.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
we were like leaving, and my bag was like. I guess I brought my bag down the steps of my apartment. He was with me.
Yeah,
and like I like pulled my arm, and I was like, you know, you could have like offered to just like take
the first day,
like on the way into the Uber.
Oh my God. That some people would be miserable the rest of the trip. They wouldn't be able to get over that.
He did, I think, laugh a little bit, which was like I was not having. I was both like in a little bit of pain and not enjoying the fact that he didn't offer to do it.
Yeah.
And then like.
I would assume. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
That the trip 4 months in is a measure of like, all right, let's see if this is for real or not.
Yeah.
There's a lot more pressure on the trip than.
It's also the most amount of time that you've spent with someone. This isn't Bachelor in Paradise, so you're not like you're the real world in your life. It's the most amount of time you're going to spend with them, like uninterrupted.
Yeah.
By other shit, so it is like a little bit of a test. But that was like the first initial thing. I said it right away. I was just like, in the future. I was like, you're gonna, I was like, first you gotta make sure I'm okay.
This is hilarious.
I was like, first you gotta make sure I'm okay. Once you realize I'm okay, you can laugh a little.
Now you can laugh.
Now you can laugh a little.
I love that this happened the first minute of this trip.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna ask you to carry my shit all the time, but it's nice to offer.
Yeah, yeah. And what did
he ought now? He always offers. Whenever
he's a fucking donkey. He's walking around Mexico with seven bags on his back. People are carrying that. No, I got it all. I'd have so many bags on me, it would look ridiculous.
Exactly. Now he always does it. I'm glad it. I said it right away. And now whenever I trip in front of him, he first asks
now,
if I'm all right.
Now he's trained.
Right. First he asks if I'm all right, and then he laughs.
I laugh at people falling every single
It's
day.
Okay to laugh, but I would, if you're, it's, I don't mind being laughed at either, but if I'm in a little bit of pain, I find it a little annoying.
In high school, I used to park my car in a very specific spot senior year because it was in the spot in the senior parking lot that was right in front of an ice patch, and I would watch Pete, and I would sit there, like, I'd have, like, 15 minutes before I had to be at class.
Right.
I would sit there just in my car having a bagel watching people fall on this one patch laughing. Oh, what a way to start the day.
Yeah, well, they can't see you, so you don't have to ask them if they're all right.
Guy, one time they turned, the person turned and was like, "What? Are you just sitting there?" Like, they couldn't believe. Love
That's
that spot.
Funny. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4x. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop down menu that follows. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Let's talk about some weird sex.
Yeah.
You can send in your weird sexual experience. Weird sexual encounter of the week. Send it in to UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Hey, hey, J babies. Love
is that
them.
Us? We're someone's babies.
What up, girl? I had a weird hookup a few weeks ago. Thought you guys might have some laughs at my expense. I met a girl on Bumble. Oh, it's a dude. I met a girl on Bumble a month or so ago, and we quickly began hooking up with some regularity. That regularity always is a word used for shitting. That's funny.
Is it?
I don't know. It was anytime.
That sounds like someone who's talked to a lot of doctors about that.
This is hooking up with some regularity.
It could be dentists brushing your teeth.
with regularity. Yes, I feel like Jamie Lee Curtis should be telling me about a fucking yogurt.
Activia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then about 2 weeks ago, I was getting ready to leave for a weekend trip she wanted to hook up before I left. She came over, we started making out, taking clothes off. A boob was definitely touched. She then proceeded to go down on me. After a minute or two in, she began moaning and acting like I was coming. She then stopped, made an exaggerated gulp, then laid next to me. I asked, did I come?
Did I
come? What a fun question.
Knowing
I had not, he writes in parentheses. And she replied enthusiastically, yes, like a lot. Okay. After a moment or two. Gaslighting. After a moment or two of silence that could have been 3 seconds or 3 hours, I'm still unsure to this day. She say, all right, my turn. She said that? This is the weirdest. My turn. What is it? A toddler?
Get off. It's my
what
turn.
What a weird way. To, all right.
I'm up.
I'm up. My turn. That's such a. I don't know.
This is so
still
weird.
Unsure to this day. She says, all right, my turn. So I go. My turn.
That's so a weird thing to say.
So weird. Yeah. So I go down on her for a while. She gets off like twice. Yeah, okay, buddy. then gets
false.
Yeah, this guy. There's a lot of phantom things going right on in this hookup. She gets off like twice is such a funny thing for a guy to say.
Right, because it's not like saying twice. It's like twice.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking know. Right. Did a bell go off every time she came?
She thanked it twice.
Then gets dressed, told me thanks and have a good trip, then bailed. I still haven't talked to or heard from her since that day. Did this chick legit gaslight me and my orgasm? Is this a thing girls do? Because if so, ladies, stop doing that. Thanks. Anyways, thanks for the pod. It's been a life changer, and I hope you guys get a laugh or two out of this. We definitely did. What do you...
That is very bizarre.
Is that something?
Yeah.
You ever gaslight a cum?
Like told someone like convinced.
Oh, you did it.
No, I'm always like, definitely. No,
I thought this. Was
a,
go
I can see. At first, I was like, "Is this a pre-cum situation?"
I thought you peed in her mouth. Like I didn't know.
Like the liquid.
I don't know.
Cum doesn't have the same consistency as urine.
I know this. I know. Believe me. I know. I've seen cum.
Good to know. Yeah, this is weird. I guess. Maybe she like knew it. I think she probably like
pre-cum it could have been.
I'm surprised you didn't say like I actually didn't. Like why I don't understand why he didn't like tell her that he actually
didn't. He should have said this should be called the ghost comer.
Right. But they, ghost hath come.
Ghost hath, they cometh. Hath cometh. Phantom come.
I like that.
Yeah, I would have been like, I definitely didn't come. Like,
nope, right. Yeah.
I faked orgasms.
So she did it so that she could just like, I guess, get him to do that and then left and never called him again?
I guess.
Seems very odd behavior.
I think she didn't get off twice.
I don't think she did either.
Because what girl gets off twice, doesn't call him again just to get, you know,
it's
like,
not that she definitely didn't. Maybe she like made some noises that made you think she did. Maybe she doesn't know what it means. That's another possibility.
What do you mean?
Maybe she's actually relatively sexually inexperienced and doesn't actually know what it means when someone comes.
So if
she was going down,
what's her
maybe she thought,
thought of
maybe
cum?
She thought her own saliva
was cum.
Was cum. She couldn't distinguish between this, the...
Well, she will be unpleasantly surprised one day.
Maybe she really did think that. And then, you know, she thought she came, didn't come either. Doesn't really know what it means.
She has no idea what cum climaxing is in general.
The ignorant cummer.
And that's the best name. Ignorant cummer. Yeah. That's a possibility. You ever fake an orgasm?
Yes.
Yes?
Me and the rest of the female population have all faked an orgasm.
Don't you think that's a huge mistake?
I don't know anyone who hasn't done it.
Why do that?
There are several reasons to do it. Several.
It's not good and just stop?
I think when younger, you kind of, when you're younger, you think that just like guys want to. Like,
get on with it?
Yeah. Well, not even that they want to get on with it, that you know that it makes them like feel like happy that they did it. They feel better about like them.
Yeah, but this is an Emperor's New Clothes situation.
Right.
Why would you...
Sometimes you wanted to just like... Sometimes
guys want to make a girl come. We want to make a girl come.
Right.
We don't want to think we made a girl come and then walk around with no clothes on. This is the Emperor's New Clothes. Walk around naked.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I've done it. Everyone I know has done it. If you think that a girl hasn't done it with you, you're sorely mistaken.
I had a girl tell me after I made her come that she had been faking it until then.
Yes, that's a good. I've used that one before.
And now I'm like, well, why wouldn't that be the lie? You know, like
right. I mean, it's just like sometimes, and for some girls, it's just like really, really hard to happen.
This
and you don't want to, you don't want, we've had this discussion too. It's like, you know, it's like frustrating. Sometimes you'd rather just not deal with like that whole discussion, but like it can still feel good. And you're just kind of like,
this is why I wish women shot a load.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That yeah. It would be easier for everyone involved.
Everyone would feel better.
It would be obvious.
I would take the brutalness of the cum coming at me. The shock and awe that's left with the cum coming at me.
A squirter.
In exchange for knowing.
That's what the squirter's for.
Yeah.
Right.
But they say the squirter, some people say that's a myth.
That doesn't happen?
I've heard it's pee.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Like, I've heard it's like, it's not, I don't know.
Right.
I know nothing.
Maybe she doesn't know what happened. This girl didn't come and like, maybe she thinks she did.
I once faked an orgasm.
You did.
Yeah. Why? Did I ever tell this story?
You had a headache. You just wanted to go to sleep.
Just wasn't in the mood.
She had said something that upset you.
I was very upset. I wasn't going to have it. And I just couldn't get to that point. No, I was. Did I tell this story?
You might remind me.
I once. So this, I was with someone who wanted to have sex without a condom, and I hate that.
Okay.
And so I was just like I was just like, I'm gonna, and I think we were like really fucked up, and I was like, I don't want to be in a position. I just want to not be, you know, whatever. So I just went like, and I like gyrated my like body.
Okay.
And then I ran away to the bathroom and I was like, all right, I went.
Did you believe it?
I guess in that moment. I mean, the next day, I don't
understand the concept of girls who don't want to use condoms.
They're out there. I think we...
Yeah, probably discuss that.
But to me, it felt like it's to know that I'm with you.
Oh, you know, okay. At that kind of stage. That I understand.
Yeah.
Right. And you were like, well, I'm not.
Well, it wasn't even that. It's just I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Was she on birth control?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. And I don't want the anxiety.
Okay.
I'd rather...
You don't want the anxiety of what sex without a condom means for your relationship.
Absolutely. That and babies.
Okay.
Both. They coexist.
Fair enough.
In a world. But I remember how ridiculous I felt faking I do remember having a moment where I was like, is this what women are like? They're doing this big production?
Yeah.
Like, just like... Why? Like, and I remember, like, having to, like...
It's not that big of a production, because it feels good, so it's not, like, it's like a half fly.
Yeah. It does feel good, but you're just, like, doing one body
right.
shake,
it's,
and you're
It's
out.
Harder for us to get there than it is for you, and you're just kind of, like, sometimes you're just, like,
Yeah, the male fake is harder, because you have to, like...
There's physical evidence.
Physical evidence, but if you're wearing a condom while you do it, because I know a lot of guys have done it with a condom, you have to move your body as if you just came... And then make a noise and then run away.
Run away.
You have to exit stage right.
If he's running after sex, he might be faking
Yeah, he it. Might have a empty bag.
That's nuts.
As they say in the business. UUP.
Do you use condoms when you get oral sex?
What?
That's apparently a thing.
No.
You said you're very into condoms.
Yeah, for babies.
Okay. That's yeah. like the disease
I'm
part
getting
of it.
Tested. Okay. But I mean, condoms during blowjobs.
Yeah, in health class, they taught us how to use a dental dam for
the dental dam is like always just getting a crazy.
That's a fucking crazy. What is someone going to take it to do an arts and crafts project? He's like, you need a fucking scissor to make one of those.
It's crazy.
But we learned how to do it. I was the president of the AIDS Awareness Club.
You were?
I was.
I remember the dental dam conversation in health class and thinking to myself, "Is like, I can't believe this is like, I guess I'm carrying one of these around.
Right. Or you have to like cut, you have to like make it yourself.
What if my grandmother thinks it's a wet nap?
It's a makeup remover wipe.
Maybe that does look like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Send your weird sexual experiences to UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. And also, make this your Instagram story. I'll say it again. Make it happen. Let's do some emails. Ready?
Yeah. There's a good amount of mail.
Men are writing in. And listen, this is why this show is great.
It's not just for girls.
It's not just for girls. It's for dudes. And also, that gives you a window into the things making the dude anxious.
Right.
Their emails. Like this guy, you know, wants to know about whether he came in that chick's mouth.
Exactly.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Love the show so much. Let me try to keep this brief, but I think you will find this issue pretty interesting. So started seeing this girl about a month and a half ago. I'm an average looking guy with a great job and totally fine social skills. Totally fine. Social
sounds skills, like a disaster.
Totes fine. But this girl is a true 10 out of 10 in both looks and personality, and I seriously outkicked my coverage. What does that even mean?
That means it's a way of saying that the girl's...
She's out of his league.
Out of his league, yeah.
For reasons I will never understand, this girl's incredibly into me, actively trying to see me more, making plans both short and long term, extremely affectionate, being quite vocal that she'd murder any other girl and then me if I wasn't being exclusive. That sounds healthy. This is a relationship to me, but every time I ask her to define the relationship, she tells me that she won't see anyone else and she likes me so much. But that every time she actually gets a boyfriend, she loses interest in them quickly, and she doesn't want to use any term suggesting we are actually a couple because it would ruin it, and she wants it to last. What's up with this? Rob in Miami.
Well, thank you, Rob. I don't
this
know. What do you think about this? Because there's a lot of girls out there that are like, this is what I'm looking for.
Right. I haven't met many girls who are into exclusivity but not a relationship.
This is something I get a lot of messages over DM about, where they're like, It's from girls saying, he wants to, the guy says he's only fucking me, but he doesn't want to call it anything else.
Right. And I think I have a sense of why guys do that. It's so that they don't really owe you anything besides the exclusivity. They don't have to introduce you to their parents. They don't have to like send you flowers on your birthday.
Yeah. I think it's also because like the reason that I would do that is because you want to be able to get to the right before the hookup is going to happen with someone else. And then you can be like, hey, I'm going to see someone else. Like it gets
so that they can pursue other people until that point.
They can keep pursuing, and then it's to like help.
Even if they can't actually hook up with them,
I call it the hookup alley-oop.
Right.
So it's like they can live in this world where they're kind of they're hooking up with this person, and then the minute someone else comes on the horizon, they can easily end that exclusivity thing and say, right, I'm going to go see other people, and then go pursue the thing that they've been working on the side.
Yeah,
but I don't know, for this girl, it doesn't. I've never heard from that from a female.
Haven't really heard that either. Maybe she. I don't know. Maybe she is kind of like she does really like this guy, but she's also like has some other conversations with some men going on. Possible.
But I have heard this idea of like it'll ruin the whole dynamic.
I feel like I hear that from guys more. Like, why do we have to define anything? Yeah. Like, we're having such a great time.
But I have heard from girls. Right. The sexiness is lost based on you. Right. Once I have you, then I don't want to be with you.
I totally get that. I think that is like some sort of a messed up attachment style kind of thing. Where like once it's like official, then you start seeing all of someone's flaws.
But wouldn't it be already official when he's asking for it to be? Wouldn't it be ruined for her,
right,
knowing that he wants to
make
it official?
That's what I don't really get. It's like, because it, to me that sounds like sort of the same thing, like you have the assurance that he likes you, that he's into you, that it's not going to be this like emotional roller coaster. She sounds like she needs like a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Even the fact that she said she'd murder any other girl and me if I wasn't being exclusive. This girl wants a high intensity relationship. Yeah. She doesn't want to just be someone's girlfriend and have things be smooth sailing. And I think you have to get to a certain age and maturity level before you actually do want that. It sounds like she's craving a lot of like drama and like
it sounds
excitement.
Like he wants the opposite of that. Right. He's just like, I want the quiet couch night.
Right.
Like, I'm done with that shit.
I wonder if there's a part of her that is a little worried that she's a little out of his league and knows and understands that, too.
Mm.
If he's saying it's so clear that it's true, maybe I think there might be a sense where she's like, I don't know if I want to, like, totally commit to this person. I feel like there's a chance, like, I really do really like him, but, like, maybe I could do better.
My advice to that guy in this situation is you need to stop.
I think you should have a little more confidence.
Yeah, he's
like, stop
obsessed.
Referring to yourself as like this person that like just like hit the ball out of the park or whatever. Yeah.
Hit the ball.
I'm such a good sports.
He's obsessed analogy. With the idea that this girl's even into him.
Right.
You need to like kind of try and forget that.
Well, that in itself is not super attractive when someone's like, oh my God, like you're so much better than me.
Oh, that's
like,
not attractive. Yeah. The lack of confidence.
Maybe, right. I feel like if he did have that confidence, she might be more trying to like lock it in.
Yeah. I think he has to stop with this defining the relationship thing. Like in this situation, you had the conversation, you tried for it. You go, all right, if that's not what you want, I'm still hanging. I'm having fun.
Right.
And you have fun as long as you're having fun and on your terms. And if that doesn't do well for her, she's going to leave. Like, there's nothing you can really do about that.
And remember, you're a good-looking guy with a great job and totally fine social skills.
Totally fine social skills.
So, like,
who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. I think that this air that he's probably giving off of, like, I don't know, deserve to be with you is probably, like, not really making her want to lock it in.
Yeah.
If someone, you know what I mean? If you're trying to sell someone a house and you're kind of, like, talking shit about the house the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The person's not going to be jumping to like sign the contract.
I guess I'm going to keep looking.
Yeah.
What have you ever been with someone that has been out of your league?
Like looks wise.
In whatever way you describe it.
I dated guys I think that were like a lot hotter than me. But like, I don't know. I've never been like a complex. Like, have you ever dated someone who you were like, she's just.
I've dated people that didn't look like they would date me.
Okay.
Because every girl I've been with, I've been very attracted to. So like, there's not, I'm not, let's not even go down that.
Okay.
But I've been with girls that like, if you saw us together, you'd be like, I was once with this girl, or we kind of like dated a little bit, not long. And guys would just come up to her. Even if you were holding
there.
Hands.
Okay. Did it give you like a complex?
No, I was more like, wow. This is unbelievable. And I always put it on, like, she's like very, you know, very right. attractive. But I was never like, I was just more amazed at the, you know it when it happens. Because yeah. you know well, when you don't look like you should be with the person you're with. Because people come up to you and go, like, people will hit on them.
Right.
And people will go, yeah, he must be here getting a beer. Well,
it's like, excuse me.
Excuse me. I am here. And right. I used to just, the best thing I could give advice to this guy in this situation when I was dating that girl, I would always just laugh at it. I thought it was kind of funny. Like, I was just like, and then I would always do the thing, my move was always, and it never really bothered me, and this might sound like I'm lying, but it really didn't. Mm-hmm. I would always be like, you should go for that. Do it.
Yeah, that would bother me.
Yeah, it would bother because it would be annoying. Yeah.
Right.
And annoying
to be like jealous.
Yeah, you want to be jealous. And I'd be like, no, you should
That's
do
the
that.
Whole point of getting to look like that.
Yeah. And then I would go, oh, he's hot. You should do that.
Like, go for it.
And that would annoy them more and get us ball busting and having fun.
Have you ever dated a girl where you thought you were out of her league?
No. I've been. No, I've never really thought that way. Because I don't know, I just don't have enough confidence, I don't think. But I the only time...
You're like, am I settling by like dating this girl?
You know what it is? I mean, I talk about it on this podcast a lot, I like curvy girls. Mm-hmm. And the only one that's ever made me feel weird about it is other girls. If I'm going to be totally honest.
Feel weird about the fact that you like curvy girls?
Yeah. Like I've had other girls come up, whoa, Jared. You know, like, and I'm like, boy, women are shitty to each other.
Look oh, yeah.
Shit. Like, is like.
Well, there's a difference. I think there's a very big difference between like girl hot and guy hot. Like girls.
Absolutely.
Girls think girls are hot when they're just like super thin and like.
Yeah.
And like wearing a lot of makeup.
I would totally agree. I've never like had a buddy of mine come up to me. Like. If there's a girl like with a huge ass and yoga pants, every guy talks
right.
about
it. Right. We'll be like, what is she doing about that?
Yeah, what's she doing about that? And I'm like, and every guy's sitting there sweating, being like, I need to go talk to her. Like, yeah. I don't know. I've just, that's been my experience. That's my personal thing. But it's always been women that are like kind of shitty about it
mm-hmm.
and made me feel like, whoa, I didn't know you were. And it's like, what are you talking about? I'm just hanging with, you know.
Right. I think it's probably like.
They make it about themselves.
We're like, we're also a little competitive, I think, more so obviously in the physical department. We're always like a little more competitive with each other, which sucks. But like societally, that's just kind of how it happens. So there's a sense of like, what am I like? This is, you know what I mean? Biologically, like you compete for male attention because you can only have like the one to take care of the child that you're going to have.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on guard for like. What else is he like looking at? Why am I not looking like that?
Yeah, I understand it. It's always anytime someone's weird with you, it's always about them, not you.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so it's like I'm remembering one specific instance where I was out with a girl and someone I knew said something. And I was like, what a piece of fucking shit. Like
about
I was,
the girl.
Yeah. To me. And I was like, why would you
that she he didn't think she was like attractive.
It was a she.
Oh, she didn't think the other girl, right. Yeah.
And I was like, why would you do that to me? Like, that's your problem. Like, whatever. And it was weird to me. But I mean, someone messaged me on Instagram about like when I talked about liking curvier girls, like, you do that. You're not even talking about it in the right. Like, they got mad at me for even saying
it. How are you supposed to talk about it?
And I was like, in my experience, it's always the women that are like the angry ones that I bring that up.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. People are sensitive about that shit.
And also, you don't know what my version of curvy is. You don't know what that is.
That's true.
But I've been with a lot of different girls that...
Yeah,
you know,
curvy can mean a wide range of things.
We've seen the Dove commercials.
Exactly.
So, let's do another email. UUP at Betches.com. Oh, we're on the games.
No, we got one more.
Hello. My boyfriend and I recently decided it was best that we stop seeing each other, but agreed we'd like to remain friends.
Okay. That's a no.
I've learned from my previous relationships that the quote unquote remain friends thing almost never works out. And I think he was much more into me than I was into him, which doesn't help the situation. The problem I have is that we planned a vacation that's just 2 weeks from now, and it's mostly already paid for. We decided that we were willing to still go on the trip.
Oh my God.
But I'm worried that he's not ready to be friends and he might be bitter slash cold, which could ruin the vacation for me. I mean,
oh my God. This vacation's ruined. I can't imagine going on a vacation with an ex.
Alternatively, we'd both lose more than $1,000 if we just decided to not go on the trip. Do you have any advice on how I should approach the situation? A thankful listener. What do you think?
I can't believe that she broke up with him before this trip.
That's funny.
If it's about the money, then like...
It's more than that.
Right.
I can't believe that she thinks she's going to go on this trip and like be sitting in a beach chair and having a good time.
Right. Like, what is appealing about the sound of this trip? Trips are only fun if you like the person you're on the trip with.
Yeah. And how relaxing will it be when he's going, well, you want to sleep on the couch?
Yeah. You're just going to have to eat the $1,000. Sucks.
Eat the grand. And here's the other thing. Okay. This is a guy, this is a broken up move. The dumped person will always use the excuse of money or stuff to get back in front of you for a right. second audition.
Yeah. So I need to pick up my things.
I have to pick up my things. And then they get weird. Like, you're like, I didn't even know you cared that much about a sock.
Right.
And it's like, I have to pick it up. I have to pick up my things. Yeah. When will I pick up my things? How am I going to get my
your
things?
Pasta and you're like, drainer? Like,
yeah. This is what you need.
Right.
Everyone who's not into it is willing to lose all they can.
Exactly.
To not have to see this person ever the fuck again in their entire life.
Yeah, you're not going to be friends, too. That's not a thing that happens immediately after you break up with someone.
I mean, her email even says that. She's probably already experienced that. She's gotten the I miss you text. They've texted at night. When they get drunk, he'll send something where she knows he's still into her. It was amicable, but it wasn't.
Right. Here's what you say. You say, like, I really don't think this is a good idea for us. And then you could say, if you want to go and keep the hotel and have a friend book a flight, that's totally fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
You should go on the trip, have a friend buy the trip off of him.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Exactly.
Hey.
Whoever still wants to go on the trip should go on it with someone that they're not in a breakup with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A girl or a guy, go with the same sex to make it even easier to explain that to the other side.
How much would you like... If you wanted to break up with someone, how much money would you spend? Let's say the option was like you break up with them right now and you spend $5,000 or you lose $5,000, or you break up with them in a month and you don't lose any money.
I could last the month.
You could stay the month.
Okay. 5,000?
2 months.
I could last the 2 months.
6 months.
5,000's the number still? That's like less, you know, that's less than $1,000 a month.
you're not with a payment plan. That's the only time being rich comes in handy. You get to just.
Well, this is why divorce is so much harder. Right. You know, these poor couples don't get divorced.
Right. Well, that's.
Like, sometimes they just stay in it. Like, I 5,000. How much? How about you? I don't know if I could even answer the question. Six weeks.
If I'm like in a really bad.
Betches is making dough.
I can't like pretend for that long. I think
I could avoid someone.
You say
for that
a year?
Long. A year, I'd spend the 5,000. I don't know. I've stayed with.
I guess it depends how terrible the person is. Or how bad the relationship is going.
The minute you're out, you're out. You want out.
Right.
So let's say today you want out, and now you have to pay $5,000 to get out from today on.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah, or you can wait it out.
A year.
If I'm definitely spending $5,000. It's a year of my life.
And you get to go on the vacation. Or you don't go on the vacation.
No, you do. Well, you're going on the vacation with them.
Because
you're still together.
That's a tough question for me. $5,000 is so much money. And also the alternative is this person likes you. You know, like it's right. You're either losing 5,000 to lose someone who
I think the hardest part for you would be like you can't sleep with anyone but this person that you don't really like for a year.
You couldn't sleep with anyone else. You'd have to avoid sex a lot. Like I'd be like, oh no, I don't feel well tonight.
I'm on my period. Right.
I'm on my period.
Right.
I'm on my
for the past 6 months.
Yeah, I have diarrhea. I have my butt period.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's gross.
I it's tough. But 1,000
Everyone has a number.
Everyone has a number. Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone has a number. 1,000 I'm looking for someone to buy the trip.
Like, right.
That's the move.
Yeah. I feel like it's like couples, couples also like, I feel like that usually comes up when a couple lives together and breaks up. It's like, I could ride out the end of this lease.
That's a very New York thing.
Yeah.
Probably San Francisco too, where leases are very expensive. LA, like any,
right.
any like major.
You have a year lease, city. 6 months in, you're out. Like, well, what do you,
some people are
to do
moving in for the lease.
Right. Some you're moving in, but yeah. like I'm saying, if it doesn't work out, that's why moving in is such a.
Here's the bullshit move that happens in New York City all the time. They're together 6 months and they're like, well, we sleep at each other's place like 3 times a week, so we might as well just do it. It saves us so much money. And you're like, what a fucking crock of shit.
Right.
You're fucked. Like,
and then when it, I'm saying, and then when it doesn't work in, who stays in the, now it's a really expensive now, thing because yeah. it's a one bedroom.
And now, yeah. And now you got a one bedroom, you got to find a roommate. Now you're sitting there with a fucking foreign exchange student. It
with
sucks.
A roommate in your one bedroom apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Got to put up a
it's
wall.
It's expensive to break up in New York.
Breakups are expensive. Divorce, I mean, that's the most
expensive. Divorce is very expensive. It's all to encourage people to stay together.
$1,000 trip, you auction it off to a friend.
Yeah.
Have to.
That's easy.
You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. I love, they also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable. And yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider Jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Let's play some games.
All right. He or she writes inspirational quotes on the inside of their wrists like, you've got this, or it's just a game. Have fun before playing any intramural sport with friends.
That's a deal breaker. I think anyone that's like in a Zog sports league past the age of 25, I'm out.
You're out.
Okay. Like, oh yeah, we've been doing this 100 years. Get out of here.
Is that you're just not into
You're not living a sitcom.
Like, this is always sunny.
Yeah, this isn't the league.
Right.
Stop it. Grow up.
Okay. I think
these are my Zog friends.
So just
gonna meet those
just
people.
The intramural sports in itself is the deal breaker, for let alone the
because
inspirational
it's like this group
quotes.
Comes together for some weird reason.
I'm okay with the
They're
intramural
all a bunch
sports.
Of lonely people can't what make if, friends and just drink with their friends on a couch.
All right, this is not a Zog sports advertisement. This is the anti-Zog sports.
Sorry. There's an age for it.
I know. No, I agree. You can be too old for those things. I think I'm okay with the intramural sports part. I'm not okay with the inspirational quotes on the wrist. It's like a little too earnest for me.
Like, let's say your boyfriend does it. He comes home from his, you know, volleyball game.
Right.
And he's like, still has it in Sharpie on his wrists.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
What is that?
It's worse than the lipstick on the collar.
Yeah. That, now you found out. You're not cheating. You're a nerd.
I find out you're enthusiastic about something. Get the fuck out.
Get out of my life. After the first hookup, they insist to do a face mask in bed. Immediately after the first time we hooked up, after two dates, she goes to the bathroom, comes out with a face mask, and tells me she would put it on me. It was not a light suggestion.
The guy does this? I'm probably out with the guy. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like face masks, actually. If he like, if he insists I'm out, if he's like,
I have this face mask now because of the FabFitFun box. So I have them. I don't know how to use it.
The face mask?
Yeah. What do you use it for?
It like clears your pores. You put it on. It bubbles up. It looks cool. It's a little too intimate. I would do it
just because it would be fun to have sex in these masks.
They're like a little tingle. I guess maybe it would be.
Just the idea, like, it would be kind of weird. Like an eyes
wide
shut
party.
Masks
aren't that cute, though. They're not like...
Everything's cute.
They're like everything black be, and they foam up.
Yeah, yeah. I want to fuck in the mask. I want to fuck in not the mask. I want to fuck...
Put the mask on your penis.
Yeah, put the mask on my penis. I want to put the mask on, you know, make funny faces on my stomach with the mask. I want to, you know... This
so
to
you're,
me,
you're fine with
I'm
it.
Into it.
Okay.
Like, I'm... That's a red flag, but I'm like...
Okay,
you're cool with it.
Pores are getting cleared, I guess. I think I'd be fine with it the first time. If it happened again, it might be.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Yeah. Okay. They want to have joint social media accounts after you get married.
Deal breaker.
I had a feeling that would not work for you.
Not at all. We have to be that couple. I have nothing that can be private to me and my friends.
They're marrying you for the followers.
For the followers. They're in the picture. Yeah. Hey, what's up? No fucking way.
You're out.
Out. The level of confidence that this person has is zero. Yeah. I can have one with me, the wife, the kids, and the profile
what
picture.
What if they only want to have one bank account?
No, I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that?
Yeah, yeah, that's a different story.
Okay.
You got to be on board with it. Financial stuff, if you're not knowing that shit before you get
that's
very
important.
Serious, that's you're fucked.
So what if they want to have separate bank accounts?
I'm fine with that, but we should know what's going on.
Okay.
I need to know.
Monthly meeting.
But I kind of like live in this world, like, you know, growing up, like, you know, this is going to sound spoiled. Like, it wasn't like,
we didn't worry about money.
we don't talk of money. No. But like, it wasn't like it wasn't like a thing. Like, I feel like that's like a thing with people that are like, well, for your birthday, you will get this. And I was like, I just need shoes.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like, well, wait till your birthday. And then walking around like, fucking shoes that have no soles on them, like, you know, like, it was just like Hanukkah night one, and it was like, just get the fucking shoes and you don't get it, you know, like I at Hanukkah I wasn't like, wonder what night one's gonna be, like, I didn't give a shit.
Right. Yeah.
So I think
that,
like,
sounds
for,
healthy
for like separate bank for bank accounts. I'm like, okay, well, what are we dealing with here?
But what separate social media accounts you insist on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I need to check my notifications and you check yours.
I kind of agree. You need to have also, like, social media is like a sense of like identity. We need to have our own identities.
But also, you have to have...
We can share a Spotify.
There's a point, where I think when you meld too many things like that, you're just not sexy.
Right.
There's no illusion.
Because there's no right mystery.
No mystery. What's he doing on his phone? Who's he looking at? What's the a big butt model? Oh, he must be jacking off. Oh, now you're thinking of sex.
Now I feel insecure. Yeah. This is so hot.
Yeah, this is so I don't know. Like if I saw like I don't know. I just think people should have their own lives and then also have lives together.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, right?
I'm into that.
I mean, that's why the bank account thing, like, everyone should have their own bank account, but then you should have also, I think, I don't know. I've never been that far along to know the bank account thing.
So would you rather someone...
I would think that there would be some sort of pooled assets.
Would you rather someone show you every single text message they have or be extremely secretive about everything they're doing?
I'd rather the secretive.
You prefer that?
Yeah.
Gives you more mystery?
Yeah, and also, like, I don't care. Leave me, please. Just leave me.
Just find someone else.
Find someone else. Go be happy. I don't need to fucking know. Just if that's what you need, that's what you need. Go away. What about you?
I think for the sake of my mental health, I'd probably prefer the... Actually, I don't know.
I think we know too much now.
Yeah, we do know too much.
I think, like, at this point, like...
I think it'd be hotter to not know anything. I agree.
Yeah.
As long as...
I mean, look, you and your boyfriend.
If I trusted the person, I wouldn't need to know.
You don't need to know? You and your boyfriend have your FaceTime call once a night. You're not texting all day.
Yeah.
There's allusion to that.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Mystery.
That's our episode.
It is. It's been a good one.
I think we had pat ourselves on the back.
Good day.
We did the Lord's work today.
Indeed.
We're here every Wednesday. Keep telling your friends, your coworkers, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas, your papas, aunts, uncles, anyone with ears. We'll take them. We're here every Wednesday, 5 o'clock. Get yourself reviewing, rating, subscribing, and make it your Instagram story. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham.
We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.